You're listening to SBS News.
She's a 16-year-old Swedish schoolgirl with an ambition to change the world. In August last year, Greta Thunberg took time off from school to demonstrate outside the Swedish Parliament, calling for stronger climate action. Other students took up the teenager's call, and more student strikes began all over the world. Over the next week, millions of students and others are taking part in a worldwide protest, calling for their national leaders to take action against the climate crisis. Greta Thunberg is leading the protest in New York, having delivered an uncompromising message to the US Congress with a copy of the UN's report on global warming.
I am submitting this report as my testimony because I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the scientists. And I want you to unite behind the science. And then I want you to take real action.
That's a choir singing at the Sydney climate strike protest, one of dozens of protests taking place around Australia. 16-year-old student Daisy Jeffrey is the organiser of the Adelaide protest. She told Sky News that students want Parliament to take notice.
We have three demands. Our first is no new coal, oil or gas, including the Adani Carmichael mine. Number two is 100% renewable energy and exports by 2030. And our third demand is fund a just transition and the creation of jobs for fossil fuel workers who will be impacted by the climate crisis.
In Melbourne, a massive crowd gathered at Treasury Gardens before marching through the city centre. Melbourne mum Kath brought her daughters and friends to the rally.
We've let them have the day off so that we can come and support this very worthy cause. It's really important to us that the government actually stops and listens to what people really, really want, which is action. We want action and we need it now. We can't wait for this generation. We have to do it now.
Kath's daughters, Edie and Sasha, admitted they were concerned for their futures.
When we grow up, the world might be a really bad place to live in.
We want the next generation to have a good generation too.
Australia faced some harsh criticism from Pacific Island nations at the Tuvalu Forum earlier in the year, with Pacific nations calling for strong political leadership to advance climate change action. Among the protesters in Adelaide was a large contingent of students from Pacific Island families.
We may all be from different islands, but we're all here for the same reason, because we love our island homes and, you know, we don't want to lose that part of who we are. So we're here together to stand up for our islands and to make sure that, you know, we can do everything that we can in our power, use every opportunity that we have here to have our message be heard.
And it wasn't just students taking part. Kirsten Hunter is the managing director of Future Super, an ethical and sustainable superannuation fund. She closed their Sydney operation for the day.
Future Super is walking off the job today following a question from our staff about whether they could attend the climate strikes. We made the decision to close our doors for the day to allow our staff to attend, and we called on other business leaders in Australia to do the same.
Not everybody thinks today's strike action is appropriate. Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the students should be in classrooms, not on the streets.
Well, I think these sorts of rallies should be held on a weekend and where it doesn't actually disrupt business, it doesn't disrupt schools, it doesn't disrupt universities. They should hold these sorts of rallies and people are free to speak their mind, but these sorts of protests should be held on a weekend when people are free to go there. I think it's just a disruption.
Before the end of the week, there will have been a total of at least 5,225 events in 156 countries. And while those protests are continuing, world leaders will be meeting at the UN Secretary General's Climate Summit on September the 23rd. Alan Lee, SBS News.